Above average spending on Yukon wildfires is in the forecast due to rising costs of fuel, aircraft, vehicles, food and fire retardant, Yukon wildfire officials told reporters during a July 30 briefing. Officials indicated more spending doesn't necessarily mean more fires, it relates to higher costs in general. The cost of fuel is going up. The cost of aircrafts are going up. The cost of vehicles is going up. Fire retardant, which we used over 1 million liters of, has almost doubled in price in the past several years. Food for catering, for feeding all these crews. Obviously, the cost of food has gone up, Director of Yukon Wildland Fire Management Devin Bailey said at the mid-season briefing. As everything gets more expensive, we're going to see more expensive responses during fire season. Bailey expressed confidence in the Yukon government's ongoing support to protect communities from wildfire dangers. Yukon government will always ensure that wildland fire management has the funding it needs to ensure that Yukoners are safe, he said. As the nation faces a wildland firefighter shortage, Bailey said the Yukon has brought in more help from outside the territory than ever before. That includes 192 firefighters and support staff from Canada and the United States through the Northwest Firefighting Compact, Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center and contract hires. The Northwest Firefighting Compact is one of 8 compacts of its kind across North America that involves the western provinces and northwestern territories as well as Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho and Montana. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center is a federally incorporated nonprofit corporation that is run by federal, provincial and territorial wildland fire management agencies across Canada. 50 export firefighters were sent from the Yukon to Alberta, British Columbia and Saskatchewan, as well as across the border to Alaska and Oregon this season. For the first time, a drone specialist was brought in, which proved to be beneficial, per Bailey. With 93 active wildfires, close to 122,500 hectares burned and 38 fires put out, as of the evening of July 30, officials said it has been a busy season, mostly around Dawson City, Mayo and most recently Beaver Creek. Parts of those communities were put under evacuation alert for periods of time. Residents and visitors have seen highway closures and travel advisories in those regions, as well as the Alaska Highway south of the Yukon-BC border, particularly around Fort Nelson. A lot of folks in Dawson were waking up in the morning to a really smoky sky and watching those fires sometimes from their backyard, Fire Information Officer Haley Ritchie said at the briefing. Ritchie noted some crew members worked back-to-back shifts on the fire line with a mandatory rest period. She noted that in the bigger picture, most of the territory has seen enough rain lately to knock down fire danger levels to low to moderate. While the Yukon's capital might feel like it has seen a lull, officials told reporters the territory isn't out of the woods yet. Although most fires have started by lightning, they said to stay vigilant when it comes to having and putting out fires and other potentially fire-starting activities. 4 fires of note are still burning as cooler temperatures and humidity have helped decrease fire activity in the central region, according to Bailey. The fires are digging in deep in certain areas where the drought codes are high and there's still lots of work to do out there, Bailey said. We are thinking not only about the well-being of Yukon communities, but also the safety of all of our emergency responders. Officials were unable to put a number on the anticipated cost for the season, however, it will likely increase from the $23 million spent over the 2024 fire season. In past years, spending has hovered around $15 million to $40 million, per Bailey. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.